In the day's other headlines, National Democrats are celebrating a win in Virginia after voters there narrowly approved a plan to redraw the state's congressional map in a way that could help them pick up 4 seats in this year's midterm elections. Virginia is currently represented by 6 Democrats and 5 Republicans in the House, a near even split. The new map, drawn by Democrats, would leave just 1 clearly Republican district. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries defended the new plan this morning as a counterpunch to similar redistricting efforts in Republican-led states.
Donald Trump and Republicans launched this gerrymandering war, and we've made clear as Democrats that we're going to finish it.
Republicans have challenged the map, and the state's Supreme Court will ultimately weigh in on whether the redistricting plan is illegal. The U.S. Supreme Court found that an Army veteran who was injured by a suicide bomb in Afghanistan 10 years ago can sue the government contractor that hired the attacker. Former Army Specialist Winston Hensley was wounded when an Afghan employee blew himself up at Bagram Airfield in 2016, killing 5 people. Today's decision overturns a lower court ruling that had blocked his lawsuit due to a federal government protection during wartime. In a rare lineup, the court's liberal 3 justices, Ketanji Brown Jackson, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan, joined conservative Clarence Thomas in the decision. The Trump administration is reportedly in talks to send hundreds of Afghans who worked with U.S. forces to the Democratic Republic of Congo rather than bring them to the U.S. as promised. That's according to an advocacy group that says it's been briefed by U.S. officials. These Afghans have been stuck for more than a year on a former U.S. Army base in Qatar after their visa processing was effectively halted. On a press call today, a retired U.S. Marine originally from Afghanistan called the idea of sending them to Congo political theater.
The Department of State advises American citizens to reconsider travel to the DRC, and many areas listed it as do not travel due to violent crime, civil unrest, and armed conflict. We are telling American allies, people who stood with us, who were vetted, who supported our mission, to go somewhere the United States government itself warns Americans not to go to.
A State Department spokesperson says the U.S. remains committed to pursuing, quote, voluntary resettlement options, but did not provide further details. In the southeastern U.S., wildfires are intensifying as strong winds and low humidity fan the flames. Firefighters in Florida are battling more than 100 blazes across that state, which is suffering one of its worst fire seasons in decades. While in Georgia, officials in one county say nearly 50 homes have already been destroyed and hundreds more are at risk. Governor Brian Kemp has declared a state of emergency for the affected areas. Speaking to reporters today, local officials along Georgia's coast urged residents to stay safe.
This is very dynamic, very fluid, so it's moving and the threat moves with it. We have one singular overarching priority, and that is life safety for first the public, and secondly for those that are going into harm's way as our first responders to fight the fire.
Meantime, in West Virginia, authorities say a chemical leak at a refinery killed 2 people today and sent at least 19 others to the hospital. A local official says workers were preparing to shut down at least part of the facility when the leak occurred, causing a chemical reaction. The plant is located about 10 miles west of Charleston. A new report out today highlights the troubling state of the nation's air quality. According to a study from the American Lung Association, more than 150 million people live in areas affected by harmful levels of pollution. That's about 1 in 4 Americans. That includes roughly 33 million children who live in areas that failed at least 1 measure of air pollution. More than 7 million of those live in a community that failed all air quality measures. According to the report, 4 of the 5 most polluted cities are in California, with the Los Angeles and Long Beach area topping the list. Separately, school officials in Los Angeles are cracking down on screen time for students. It's the first major school district in the nation to set limits on the use of laptops and tablets in class. The measure calls for guidelines for each grade and subject and bars students in first grade or younger from using devices, among other measures. It's a sharp turn from the COVID era when schools leaned into the use of technology. That led to pushback from parents and teachers who said it led to unhealthy screen habits. The district is the 2nd largest in the nation, serving about 500,000 students. On Wall Street today, stocks climbed higher despite ongoing concerns over the Iran war and oil prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 340 points on the day. The NASDAQ jumped nearly 400 points, or more than 1.5%. The S&P 500 notched its latest all-time high. And Dave Mason, who co-founded the psychedelic British band Traffic, has died. Seen here on the left, Mason wrote some of the group's biggest songs, including the rock classic Feeling All Right. Joe Cocker's rendition soared on the global charts.
There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
Mason also had a successful solo career with hits like We Just Disagree. And he worked with the likes of Jimi Hendrix and the Rolling Stones and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2004. Mason's Traffic bandmate Steve Winwood said today that he helped create music that continues to mean so much to listeners around the world. Dave Mason was 79 years old. And Congressman David Scott has died. The Democrat from Georgia is the former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee and a leading voice in his party for farm aid policies. Scott was seeking a 13th term in Congress despite concerns over his declining health. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries called the lawmaker a trailblazer today. David Scott was 80 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, the death of two Americans in Mexico raises questions about U.S. operations against drug cartels. Concerns over political election interference grow ahead of the midterm elections. And the head of the National Parks Foundation on how best to preserve the nation's beloved shared spaces.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, headquarters of PBS News.